Discipline is a necessity. You know, it does not, you do not get to devotion, the level of devotion, without discipline first. And so we need to be a little tougher on our sweet selves, girlfriends.
Hey babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions.
Hey, Mommy Millionaires, I am so excited about today's special episode. But first, I want to remind you, if you guys have not checked out the Network Marketing Bootcamp that is going on October 3rd, I want you to head over to my Instagram and DM me, because I'm only giving the link to certain people that really want it, that are hungry for transformation in their network marketing business. So if you've been feeling a little stagnant and you want to grow, head over to Kayla.Kraft on Instagram and DM me for the link. Okay, so today's a special episode because I've been following her on Instagram for quite a while now, and she is the epitome of queendom, okay? She is amazing with her daughter and her husband. You could tell she just has so much love in her heart for her family, and people like that I just respect so much, because, you know, that's me. I love that. I just totally connect with people like that. So we have Amber Lily Estrom. She is a transformational branding strategist and a business coach, author, and a speaker. She's been featured on Entrepreneur, Working Mother Magazine, and amazing podcasts. She also hosts her own podcast show that we will link up for you. She has over 100,000 monthly downloads, which, if you guys aren't in the podcast world, that's amazing, okay? And she's also putting on an awesome event called Accelerate Live at the end of this month for any of you guys that are looking to really transform your business. So her mission is to empower women to position themselves as sought-after experts and thought leaders through the creation of an online brand presence. Whoa, how many of you guys can get excited about that? So let's welcome Amber to the show.
Kayla, thank you so much. You had me teary of talking about the family part. So just, thank you. Just thank you for seeing me and honoring that part of my life.
I mean, that was the number one reason I wanted you on the show, actually, because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are business coaches and they put out great content. But when I see people that put their family first and really honor them, like, we got to know each other.
Yes.
So I'm excited that you're here. So tell us a little bit about you. How did you, because I know you haven't always been in this space. You used to be an employee at a college. So Take us back. How did you end up here?
Yeah. So I worked for 10 years as a marketing administrator, and I also taught at the University of New Hampshire in sport marketing. I was responsible for the UNH Wildcats brand and all of the execution of our corporate sponsor contracts. I mentored students, and it was the most fun job in the entire world. And really, at the core, you know, I was an event planner running over 100 events a year and producing these things and entertaining our fans. And so there's so many of the things that I learned in those 10 years at UNH that I've taken with me into my career now as a doing live events and speaking and all that, and teaching, of course. But what led me to walking away from that career was ultimately a near-death experience during my birth experience with my daughter. And the reality that I faced when I was in that sort of space between, and just to give you just a snapshot, I stopped breathing on the operating room table during an emergency C-section. And in that, just that space truly between motherhood and what I was realizing was potentially my death, I was met with just crystal clear clarity on what it was I wanted to be doing in my life that I wasn't doing. And just to give you a little bit of a snapshot, and actually how I think part of the ways that we've been connected too is, I had been a fitness competitor during my time as a collegiate athletics administrator, and I became really good friends with Lori Harder, And so I was in that whole world with Kathy Savage and all of those guys. I was a Savage girl.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. And so being in that space with those amazing women, I was just taking notes on what they had created. And I was just so inspired by how positive they were, how motivated they were. You know, they were my people. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't know how to go from, okay, I have this career and I am very entrepreneurial in my athletic department. And I was being promoted every 2 years. I was one of the top sport marketing professionals in the nation, but I don't know how to translate that over to what I want to do. And I don't really know how to package it. And, you know, I was so confused. And as the years kind of went on, you know, definitely through pregnancy, as we know, becoming a mom, even having the baby in the belly, it's clarifying on what is working and what is not working in your life. And it was becoming very evident to me that I couldn't continue in this job and working these, you know, really 40 to 60 hours a week, given weekends and nights and all this. This wasn't going to be a sustainable lifestyle for me, even though, you know, I was providing my family with benefits and I had, you know, the salary and all of these things. And so here I am now on this day that I had dreamt about all the days of my life, becoming a mom, and we had gone through fertility treatments to conceive her. So it's a big deal. You know, I'm having my child and I'm now not breathing and realizing I might not actually get to hold her.
So you're not breathing and are you, do you know this moment is happening?
I'm consciously, I am like clearly conscious of what's happening. I'm not awake, but I'm having my own inner world.
Are you having like an out of body experience?
I did. I think that first, so it was sort of like three different phases. And so the first part was this feeling of just deep loss and frustration, because what I saw in my mind, Kayla, was just the clarity of what I knew I wanted to be doing, which was speaking, writing books, serving, coaching, helping people. That was the first thing I saw, which was the vision for my life, my dreams. And the truth was in that moment, and I had that conscious awareness in that space, was I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. And so it felt so dark and so sad. But what happened there, it sort of started to dissolve away. And then all of a sudden I had visions and I saw the people that I love. And that's when I actually had the out of body. So I saw my husband in the room holding the camera, looking at the settings on the camera with his little scrubs on. I saw my parents in the lobby pacing. My mom was pacing. My dad was sitting there also looking at his camera, trying to get the settings right. And then I saw myself on the operating room table. And what then happened was I was completely enveloped with this overwhelming sensation of love and gratitude. And it was just the most divinely inspired, beautiful moment, frankly, of my life, that the most gorgeous feeling I've ever had. And I, you know, you can't actually make that happen in a human plane. I've come to learn, but what was there was just pure love. And what I identified that was, and I wasn't someone who really used the term God back then. I grew up as a Protestant, but soccer became my religion. I was a Division I soccer player and I didn't have time to go to church and I wasn't super religious in any framework. I believed in spirituality, but I said the words, God, if this is your plan for my life, if this is your will for my life, I surrender. And it was right in that place and in that space of just total surrender, opening my palms, you know, within my mind's eye, not actually. It was like a switch flipped and I was conscious again. I was awake. And the anesthesiologist was behind me and I heard him yell to the surgeon who was on my left hip and he said, go, 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 go. And she started the procedure and within moments, Ani emerged into the world and Ben was able to join us shortly thereafter. And I had this huge experience that would take me time to really unpack and really, you know, conceive of what had gone on there. But what I knew was everything had changed. Now I'm a mom and I just saw things differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, it reminds me of, I used to be an ER nurse. So this takes me back to like the health moments and going that, how do you even step into motherhood and have that type of experience? Like,
yeah.
You know, like that's, there's such a, whoa, like an awakening in your soul.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. But I'm so, and a lot of people, you know, have had experiences like this and do nothing with it. They don't change.
Yes.
But I'm so proud of you for honoring that experience and going like, I'm going to make the rest of my life like that vision. Like you,
yes.
You know, you followed through on your word almost to God. Like I surrender to this vision, like let it be. Mm. I love that. What a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. So it's, you know, that happened. August, end of August, 2013. And then I was on maternity leave for 3.5 months. And it was the first time in my whole entire life, especially as a Division I athlete and then becoming an athletic administrator at the Division I level, that I actually took time off and stepped away from the machine. And I had always been running and always working. You know, then I became a fitness competitor. Like, I never stopped. And so I had these 3 months to just kind of contemplate, A, what happened, heal, because I had a lot of complications post C-section, and I had a lot of health stuff happening for me personally, not for my daughter, thankfully, but I had to work through that. And I also had to figure out like how to like breastfeed and be a mom and all that. And it didn't happen really until about November of that maternity leave. I was going back early December, and the clarity came in a conversation with a friend who just said to me, you know, I was crying and I thought, I just don't want to go back. And I know I need to do something, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. And she just said, Amber, this is your life. You know, it's, I know that you have an obligation to this job, but this is your life. And it was just like another call out in the way that she said it. And so I wrote a letter to myself on December 31st, 2013. Addressed to the 2014 December version of me. And I wrote in there every single thing that I was proud of her for creating. And even down to like the way that I was going to leave my job and do so with grace and gratitude and with, you know, beautiful closure and upholding those relationships because they were so sacred to me. And so I put this whole thing down. And within a few couple months afterwards, I joined my first online program, started working with a coach behind the scenes in these like, you know, not even nap time because I was working and had the baby. But when Ben was a police officer, he would leave at night. So I would get her down and then I would go and I'd try to make my little Squarespace website and put my offerings together and show up in Facebook groups and try to help people and, you know, doing all these things in these little nooks and crannies of time that I had. And I birthed this business. And April 22nd of 2014, I gave my notice with one client. And I just knew that if I could welcome in one client, that I could welcome in two. And if I could welcome in two, I could welcome in three and so on. And I left in May of 2014 and I had four clients at that time. And I was making about what I was making in a month in my corporate job already, just with my packages.
Wow. That's
and amazing. Yeah. And then it just, you know, it's, we've never looked back. never for a moment.
Does it kind of feel like, oh my gosh, because that's really only 5 years ago, which isn't that long ago. Does it feel like just yesterday, like when you're looking back at it, kind of?
Yeah. You know, I every former version of me, I spend a lot of time just being grateful for each of them because, you know, the one that was then in this brand new business and she literally only had like those 2 hours if the baby napped. Mm-hmm. To try to coach the clients and those times that I would like have the monitor and those times that I would legit bring the iPad and put Peppa Pig on and give it to her in her crib because she woke up early and there was the only thing I had to do. And I was like, mama's got a really big vision here. And that vision includes bringing your daddy home from putting his life on the line every single day in that job. And it requires us to, you know, move into our house on the lake to create a place where, because my mother's family had a cottage and I just knew my mom's family was not going to be able to hold on to this. And of course, like 2 years ago, it was a 50 year, like in our family for 50 years. And it was heartbreaking to my whole family to lose this place. And I was like, don't worry, I'm going to get a lake house for everybody. And then it's going to be my home and you can all come here. My brother got married here a couple of years ago. And I just had all these visions. We're going to do this. But I knew it was like, I had to be the catalyst. Like mm-hmm. sisters, we are the visionaries of our families. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. And so, so I've just charged myself with dreaming really big and then, you know, the actions that support that from day one. And it has not been glamorous to say the least, as you know, but it certainly has been worth it.
I love that. I mean, it's taking me back to when I first started my business in 2011 and I had a one-year-old and then I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have three little kids and they've all been a part of the growth of the business. And for those of you guys that are listening in right now, I mean, this is the stuff that you don't hear, the like the Peppa Pig in the crib.
Oh my gosh, real life.
We've all done it. You know, I remember I would bring over like a babysitter just so I could get like all of the people that were with me building a network marketing team. I say, bring all your kids over. I got a couple babysitters in the backyard and we're going to work for a little bit.
Yes.
you know, like you just do whatever it takes. And so I want all of you guys listening in to just feel inspired and know that, you know, there's like a lot of little sacrifices you make in the beginning and you step out in just so much faith knowing it's going to be worth it. Like,
yes.
It's just, I mean, it's your life is so beautiful now, Amber. So I love that you, I love that you shared that. So, okay. So let's talk about business coaching. Okay. Because a lot of people listening in, they're wannabe business coaches. And I love it because I feel like everybody needs a coach. The coaching space, I don't believe it's saturated. Do you?
No, I mean, I think that we all have the person that we need to find and connect with. And I, you know, I think about things like looking at the longevity of careers, like people like Tony Robbins and, I mean, even, and I know she's running for president right now, but Marianne Williamson, like the careers, the multifaceted approach that these folks have had and the ways that they continue to serve and show up. And, you know, I don't believe in competition. That's not even a philosophy that I live by. It's like when I answer questionnaires on things, sometimes it's like, who is your competition? I'm like, I don't freaking know. You tell me.
I feel the same way when they ask that. I'm like, why do we?
Like, that's not actually I don't even care about that. Like, yeah. It is about being creative and it is not about competing. Like, that's such a distraction and it has such a negative vibe around it. So I don't think that it's saturated. And I think at the end of the day, you know, if you're holding yourself accountable to continue to grow and be at your highest level, you're not going to have anybody to compete with.
Mm, I love that. Take note on that, you guys, because a lot of women listening in right now, and you might feel like this on your show too, but I get that message. Like, I just feel like everybody else is already doing it. Like, I know.
It's like, girlfriend, that's an excuse so that you don't actually have to take action on your dream. And listen, here's the reality. I believe in this sort of silly analogy of you're going to get a feather, you're going to get a brick, then you're going to get a Mack truck. I had lots of feathers and lots of bricks telling me, you need to course correct. You need to change. You need to step into this. You need to create your business. You need to, you know, get out of your own freaking way and do this thing. And then I got a Mack truck and I was laying on a table with a high spinal tap, my diaphragm frozen, not breathing, someone else breathing for me and having an out of body experience. By the grace of God, I am still here. But it's not 100% guarantee that that was going to be the reality for me. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was Googling afterwards. I'm like, holy, that's like a serious situation that I was experiencing. And it was really scary, but it was also, I had deep reverence for that. So let my story be the inspiration for you. Maybe you're getting a brick right now listening to this conversation to say, it's time for me to step up and take action.
Mm. Oh my gosh. Yes, it is. It is time. The time is now. I just recorded a solo episode on this because so many people are in the timing trap someday. Yes. Someday. Okay. And my new thing is if one more person tells me someday, I'm going to say, check your watch and tell me when someday is because I'm going to write it down. Because people, I mean, it's like someday's not a day. I hate that. It's so corny, but it's like
it's the truth.
They keep on waiting. I'm like, no, it's never going to be a perfect time, especially when you have kids. Like, no.
No, but you can also look at your child and go, okay, what's my 5-year plan? What's my 1-year plan? What's my 3-year plan? And the benefit that we have as moms is all we have to do is add 5 years onto our child's age. Well, Ani just turned 6. So my 5-year plan looks like her being 11. You think you want to write the book by the time your kid's freaking 11 years old? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we are.
Yes. Oh yeah. I'm excited to read it.
Yes.
I mean, that is so true because the older they get, they actually need you more. Like people think it's hard when they're younger. I'm like, no,
it's true.
My oldest is 9 and I've never been busier with his things and his life. And then add a 7 and a 5-year-old on top of that.
Oh yeah.
Like, and then when they're in high school, we're getting everything done now. Mm-hmm. And then the vision gets bigger and bigger. So, you know, was your husband always supportive?
Yeah. I mean, I do have that blessing and I know that's not the case for all women, but Ben has been unbelievably supportive. And when we talked about, you know, what is it that you desire? You know, he didn't have a passion for his career. You know, he's more of like a, you know, he likes to just try things out. And
I was dying at your stories the other day with his ice bath.
Yeah.
Because I'm totally into that. Like I love it.
And that was the whole Wim Hof method. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's so weird, but
I love it though. And he's just like, yeah, put it on there. I think he said it's going to help somebody. I'm like, yeah,
he did. He's so just unapologetically committed to what lights him up. And, you know, and he and I are different in our dreaming, and I'm far more intense than he is. And that's why we work well together. He's just kind of like, yeah, whatever, you know, like I want to run an ultra marathon. Like that's my goal. But, you know, and so I'm like, okay, babe, let's set the date. Like, when are you training? I help him kind of break those things down, but he helps me to like chill out. So we balance each other out in the most beautiful ways.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he was a police officer, and I asked him, I said, you know, because Lori and Chris were such, they were role models to me, you know, and my friends, Kate Northrup and Mike Watts, they were, and I just was like, I want to have our life look like our version of that, that we're more together than we are apart. You know, I was like, what's the point of you leaving every single day? And to be completely honest, Kayla, every day that he would walk out the door, I would take a little mental snapshot because I didn't know if he was going to come home. Because the fact of the matter is he was a police officer,
right?
And that's real. Yeah. You know, that's a real thing. I mean, it could happen to anybody, but also the chances are higher when you put yourself in a profession where you're carrying a gun around and you're a police officer. So I just, you know, we had very hard, honest conversations about that. Just saying like, I know that we have to go from where we are here, which seems impossible, to create a completely different circumstance for our life. But I know we can do it. You know, we're stronger together than we are apart. So let's just figure this out. And his vision was, you know, and some of you women right now are going to be like, girl, he wanted to be a stay-at-home dad. I mean, that was his vision. I mean, Ben wanted to be a stay-at-home dad. And he also has a podcast production business he's created now. And he does all of my podcasts, editing and production. And he works with clients just like all of us. Those of you guys that are listening, he loves helping women who are afraid and tentative and don't want to watch the podcast. Like, I'm even giving you a solution right now. Go to benlilystrom.com and send him a note and he will help you.
I love how you just plugged your husband. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So that's what he's doing. And he's just kind of going slowly. I mean, he's like going to therapy. He's like getting his own support to unpack his own things about, I mean, we lost his mom in 2016. And he's like, I want to work on that, you know? And so I think that when we go in the direction of our dreams, we give others permission to do the same in our lives. And when it comes to our spouses, you know, if we're going to talk about men specifically, they have not had a lot of encouragement in that direction. And so I just know that also it has such a beautiful ripple effect because he's more tender in his ability to parent his daughter and to be more present, to listen to her stories and ask her questions. And I mean, we homeschooled her for a whole year and Ben was the lead on that. You know, they were going to museums and doing all these adventures and things. And you know, we dropped her off at school and we both were like crying, you know, and he's like, oh, I'm going to miss our, like, I can't even say it without crying. I'm going to miss our time, our adventures. But I just think like, what if Kayla, like, what if I didn't say yes? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't have had that time with our daughter. And like, she's going to have, think about how many of you guys listening to this right now have daddy issues, right? Like, Ani's, I mean, probably, I don't know, probably not going to have daddy issues. Here's my hope, right? And so I want us to just in this moment of this conversation to just really recognize that us pursuing our dreams and overcoming our fears and pushing past that resistance and all that stuff and those self-limiting beliefs and those stories you've carried around for way too long, it's not just about you.
Absolutely. I have this new saying that I love you so much, I don't care what you think. I love you so much, I don't care what you think. When I first started my business, I was 23 and my husband was 21. We got married super young and he was completely unsupportive. And I was kind of like, you know, it was that anger. I had a lot of anger in me. And so I was like, watch me, dude. But now I'm thankful I built what we have built because now we're a full-time family too. Yeah. And, you know, and it's more of an elegant way to say it now. I love you so much. I don't care what you think, because now he's able to create the life of his dreams and follow his passions and help more men, you know, get rid of their ego and step into being that dad that more people need to be. Mm. And if I would have cared about what he thought, we wouldn't have what we had right now. And so it's like, you love the people in your life so freaking much that you're unwilling to listen to the noise of them trying to hold you, because they're not trying to hold you back. They're just trying to keep you safe and they're trying to keep themselves safe. And when change is happening, it scares so many people. So
I love that so much.
I just did an episode last week on daddy issues. So it's kind of like divine timing that you even brought that up, because the listeners are going, oh my gosh, like,
yeah.
You know, like it's such a real thing. And I really hope, I mean, that a lot of like problems in the world could be solved if people didn't have as much daddy issues. So I love that Ben is spending that time with Ani, and that's so, so precious. I love that. I love that. So business coaching.
Yeah.
Do you find that you get most of your clients from, you know, email marketing, social media? Where are you getting your clients from these days?
Podcasting always. My own and others.
Okay. So sure. Should people listening in right now, should they start their own podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's why. Yay! Very simply put, guys. So you want to work with clients who are willing to commit themselves to the time it takes to listen to a podcast conversation.
These are the people, right?
Like, I know for certain, if you found me through my podcast or another podcast, you are committed to your personal growth and development. And so the likelihood of results and success in our intensive, not always comfortable work together is much higher than a person who frankly just found me on Instagram. You know, it's a fact because there's a commitment level there. So podcast number one, Instagram also, and then referrals, word of mouth referrals, you know, is all my business has always been really strong in referrals. And that's just because, you know,
I deliver and I
spend the time and I really care a lot about my clients, and I don't treat them like they're a transaction. Mm-hmm. I am committed to helping support them to their transformation, whatever that looks like.
Mm. I love that because with the podcast, I think everybody should have a podcast because people still don't know what a podcast is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my mom doesn't know how to download the podcast.
Yeah, my mom has a flip phone, so I'm with you.
I'm like, so we know that we're like at the beginning stages of this platform, even though it's been around for a long time and it's people think it's saturated. I'm like, there's even if you had 10 listeners listening in that,
yeah,
I mean, those are your loyal fans and they all become clients. Are you kidding me? Like, you could quit your job. Like, it's it's not about like the big numbers game for everybody. I think the audio gives you such an intimacy with your audience that you can't get on Instagram
because that's right.
People on video aren't necessarily, I know for me, like when I'm on video, I perform. I'm like, oh, you know, like I just want somebody to smile. But then when you're listening in audio wise, it's different.
You can get a little grittier, right? You can kind of like, and you're just spending the time, you know, it's a longer form conversation. And I think the nature also, Kayla, of the way people consume podcasts versus the way they consume an Instagram story or an IGTV, they're going about their life, right? They're driving their kid to school, they're driving to work, they're washing dishes in the kitchen, you know, whatever, putting their makeup on, they're listening to the podcast. And so they're doing something that is helping them feel productive, right? While they're doing something that's sort of like a mundane task of life. And IGTV and all those things, while they're great, you can't really do anything else. It's hard to do. You can listen, but it also requires your visual attention as well.
Mm-hmm. How do you not get caught up in the hoopla? Because I need to read a dictionary for fun. In the hoopla of all of the noise of, you know, there's so many thought leaders. There's so much happening on social media. There's a lot happening on podcasts, especially like I'm addicted to podcasts. So I'm constantly listening. How do you stay true to your voice?
So creating space in my everyday to listen to the messages that are coming.
You are so good at that.
And through me is number one. It's non-negotiable. And so I'm not listening to anybody else's information until I've received my own first. So I think that's number one. Like, we have to be disciplined, right? That, and I'm very passionate about the notion of, you know, discipline is a necessity. You know, you do not get to devotion, the level of devotion, without discipline first.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be a little tougher on our sweet selves, girlfriends. And so if you want to be a thought leader, well, you better actually have your own original thoughts in order to do that. And so it's creating the time and space for that. And then getting to the rest later. But I also think being intentional about what you're consuming. So it would be like this. I want to work on X, right? I want to learn how to be a better salesperson. I want to learn how to, you know, be more confident in my mindset. I want to be more disciplined. I want to work on my money mindset. Okay, great. So what book, podcast, video are you going to watch that's going to help give you that information? And how much time do you have to allot to that? And so it might be like, I'm going to listen to 30 minutes or 40 minutes of one podcast, or I'm going to listen to it on like 2X or something so that it goes a little faster. And I'm going to listen to like one of Chris Harder's For Love of Money podcast episodes. And that's going to be my download for the day. And then I'm going to really focus on creating what I need to create. I think, again, just like the excuses we talked about earlier of like, I don't have enough time. You can actually use all of this content as another excuse as to why you can't start. And you and I both know the second you start watching people who are really good at what they do what they do, it gives you even more ammunition as to why you probably shouldn't even try to start with your like jankety little iPhone and your little like, I mean, if I could, I got to find that. Like my husband made me like a backdrop and oh my God, Kayla, I'm going to find this. I'm going to tag you in a post. And it was like, he built this like wooden thing and we put this teal curtain behind it. And I would always
your backdrop for the podcast or live videos.
It was for like my coaching sessions and live videos. And I would wear like a little cardigan button up. And it was in my living room because I didn't have an office back then. And I just like, but I did it. I just did it, you know? So it doesn't have to be perfect. We have so many tools available to us now, you know, that you can make it work. I mean, I go out on my paddleboard and pull out my phone, you know, and do a live out there, you know, or walking on the dirt road. And also I record my Focus Friday podcast. This is how I do it. Ready? Voice memos. And I talk into my phone.
I love
that. That's how I do it.
I mean, you're resourceful. You're resourceful. Yeah. First thing, and I want all of you guys, you know, you might be on the treadmill right now, or maybe some of you guys are being good students and you have a pen and paper in front of you taking notes. And if you do, I want you to write down that the level of devotion that will take you to the next level requires discipline. Mm-hmm. How do you create discipline in your life? More mm-hmm. of it. And I want you guys to journal about that after you leave this podcast, because I see you, you know, she's not just talking the talk, like literally she walks this talk. I see her do it all the time. Cause I sound like a stalker right now. I don't really watch that many people's stuff, but I've been watching a lot of yours and you do create space. Like you're like, I'm on the lake and I'm listening, you know, like you're just like making time. Like it's a non-negotiable in your life. It's a non-negotiable in my life too. Like I might not be able to do it every single day, but every single Thursday I'm down at the beach and I have hours where like, no phone is by me and that is my time. And it is a non-negotiable. My assistant knows like nothing goes in place of that because that is my alone time to speak and be with myself and to speak to God. And like, it is a sacred time for me. And most people like this is the employee mindset is they go, well, I need to be making money. I need to be doing something in that time because they're not seeing the instant results from taking the space.
Right.
So what do you say to that person?
Yeah. You know, you can take the space anywhere you want to take it, you know? So the story that's popping into my mind was, the first time that I flew first class and I was super afraid to make that investment. Like I just went and I did that. And, I was coming back from LA. I had been in a mastermind retreat for the weekend and I sat in that little cubby of mine on the plane. And I just said, I'm going to just like create something. I'm just going to create my next launch plan. And I'm just like, I'm not even going to talk to the people, like just leave the snacks, you know, like I'm just going to keep going. And I mapped out in that time frame my entire launch plan and it ended up yielding like a $50,000 launch. And so I share that example. And if you got triggered by the words first class, well, let's work on that. Right. But that return on investment.
You hear me say those things all the time. So
yeah, like that return on investment of that one plane ticket resulted in $50,000. I would say that was a good investment to make. And so that's a finite example because I wanted to give you dollar values. But beyond that, I mean, how do you get to a podcast topic? You have to shut yourself off for a minute to get the clarity of what to create. Otherwise, you know, we have to be suspicious if all we're doing is plugging into everybody else's stuff and then going out and creating quote air quotes our own things. Like, how are you making something that's actually unique to you if you're just being bombarded with everybody else's messages all the time? The world needs your unique message, mm-hmm. not a diluted version of Kayla's. You need to go listen to this and be inspired and be fired up and then go to the beach, go to the mountains, go outside in your backyard and sit on the swing set and with your journal and just ask the question, you know, like, what, I mean, it can be anything, right? So my sort of go-to question, Kayla, is what does my soul need right now? Mm. And so I find that in giving ourselves permission to meet our own needs, that then leads us typically to a place of creativity from there. Because most of the time we're always tending to everybody else. So how the heck can we be in creation mode if we're always plugging ourselves into making sure the kids have their lunches made and, you know, the laundry's done and the dog got back from the groomer and, you know, all these kinds of things. It's like, what does my soul need right now? Well, most of you listening to this is probably going to be like a week away from everything, but it might simply just be, I need to carve out 20 minutes every day where no one can talk to me. No one in my life, like I'm going to shut myself in the bathroom and I'm just going to sit in there. And then I'm going to start playing with, okay, well, that one line that Kayla said on the podcast really reverberated for me. How do I want to take that and share, yes, quote her, but then share my findings off of that on my podcast? Mm. So how do I want to then create an Instagram post? Like, girlfriend, writing an Instagram post, it takes some time, you know? It is not like just a 5-minute endeavor. It takes time. Like my family, I'll be like, do not talk to me, typing a post. And so it's like, we have to give ourselves those micro moments in those spaces in order to be in the space of creation. And you know when you're in it and you know when you're not.
Mm. Mm. You are preaching to me right now. I needed to hear all that. I'm going to go on a 24-hour sabbatical this weekend. And I was kind of feeling a little guilty about it because I'm going to miss my son's game. And now I don't feel guilty. I'm like,
how many more games is he going to have? You know,
so many. Yes.
I mean, it's like, there's the big things. I got on a plane. I left my, I'm a network marketing professional as well. I left my convention.
Oh yeah. I wanted early. To talk about that too.
Yeah. I left early. I was there for just the opening night. And then I was like, bye the next morning because it was our daughter's first dance recital. And mama wasn't going to miss that. So I left, you know, and I was like, whatever, there'll be another one next year, but there won't be a first dance recital ever again. And so I made that decision to go home for that. But there, you know, there are other things that are going to be like one game or one practice or whatever. And you can miss it. And I, for myself, my birthday, I gifted myself a time in the float tank. So I went and did like the saltwater float thing.
Yes, yes.
And I am telling you, like I had not felt like I had quality, you know, meditation, mindfulness time really all of last week. It was like a lot of camp, my husband's birthday, my daughter's birthday, just a lot going on. And I got in that tank and I'm not even kidding. Within like 30 seconds, it was like, boom, 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 clarity. Like, okay, this is how we do this with those tickets. And this is what you're going to do for the brand new breakthrough launch. And this is what you're going to do. And it was like, just raining down. Like this is the playlist for, you know, I had so much coming in because I opened myself up to receive it. It's all right there, you guys. You're just blocking it because you're so busy trying to meet everybody else's needs. Mm, mm-hmm. It's all available to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So do you have a lot of, this is random. Do you have a lot of help at home besides Ben or is it just Ben and you?
Just us.
Okay. So the reason why I asked that question is because I know everybody's what they're thinking. They're like, well, it's easy for you because you just had a $50,000 launch. Like you probably have help to get all the things done. No. But I want to hear what you have to say to that because like what I say is like, listen, like I just don't put a lot on my plate because I don't want to be busy like you. I say no like crazy. I say no like crazy. I protect my space and I don't have a nanny. I've never had a nanny. And there's nothing wrong with that if you need that, but it's
right.
Me and my husband too. And we don't live by family. So,
right.
You know what I mean? What do you say to those people? Cause I know that's where they're going.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we do everything. I fold my own laundry, guys. I actually like cleaning my own house and that's not a thing. Every coach I've ever had, they're like, wasting time. And I'm like, I know, but I like vacuuming. It's so therapeutic. Yeah. I think I need to do that for the deeper cleaning of things. So I'll just say that out loud, but I just don't really like having people's energy that in my space. I think that's the other piece. It's like,
Well, you've created a sacred space.
It's like really, really sacred here. And I'm just very protective of the space. And so I think it's not an excuse. It's just like the truth, you know, for me. And I'm like, I would rather spend half a day vacuuming because guess what happens when I do that? I'm downloading information. That's meditation for me. Like I'm thinking while I do that and I'm doing something that's like keeping me away from a screen or a computer or I need to get, you know, so, and we don't have any childcare help except for like grandpa when we want to go out on a date night or something. And so I think you guys, you know, as I said earlier, the Peppa Pig, the little bits here and there, the bringing snacks, the, you know, hiring the babysitter so everybody can get together and work. Like, you have to figure out what's going to work right for you. It might be a nanny. It might be that you need to have that kind of support. There is no judgment to whatever that is. This is what makes us feel most supported. And this is me now, right? So Ani's at school 8:30 to 12:30, 5 days a week now. Well, that means half the day she's gone. So guess what I do while she's gone? I work my buns off. Mm-hmm. And then when she gets home, I shut it off. Mm-hmm. And so like right after we finish this, we're going to dance class. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow we have gymnastics, you know, and then on Thursday, we're just going to have a girls' night because daddy goes to play soccer. Like, I have made my schedule support what's most important to me. And this is the most important thing I could say in this entire interview. The reason I wanted to leave my job was not because of my ambition. That was not number one. Number one was I wanted to be more present for my life and the people in it. Mm. And so I'm not going to go create a business that takes me away from what matters most to me. I will not do it. And so I, like you, I say no a lot. I didn't join any masterminds this year because I felt like the year prior I was on too many planes for what I'm comfortable with. And this year I really needed to be here and be where my feet are. And that's what I did, you know, and in the summertime, because I live in New Hampshire. Also, I live in New Hampshire, people. Not necessarily like a metropolis for online entrepreneurs here. So you can do it anywhere. That's my point in saying that. I told my team and everybody, it's a no fly zone in the summertime, right? It's beautiful here in the summer. We live on a lake. I'm going to be on that water with my people as every day that I can possibly be there. And yeah, I turned down speaking opportunities. I turned down my team's retreat for my network marketing team. And that's what I needed to do. So I just want you guys to hear, you can create this in whatever way you want to create it. There is no universally right way. It's what is most authentic and supportive for you.
Oh, it's creating life with your own rules and yeah, no one else's.
That's right.
I mean, yes, write that down, you guys. Write your own rules. I'm a huge believer in that. Because you brought up the network marketing, and we have tons of network marketing because that's my background too. You know, I need to know. Mm-hmm. I became a network marketing millionaire and then created, you know, I already had like a little brand, but then that's when I was like, okay, I'm going to become a business coach. So I did it like a opposite of you, right?
Right. Right.
You went into network marketing after you were a business coach.
Right.
So there's people listening in right now that, you know, they're building a network marketing business and it, you know, they're not at that level of success that they see for themselves, but they have, you know, this extra time on their hands where they're like, I love coaching. I want to coach, but my company tells me to just stay focused on building in the company. And me, you know, I'm the black sheep out of my company. Like,
yeah,
I get scolded all the time, but because I live life by my own rules. And I just say, you know what? Like, you cannot listen to other people. If that dream was given to you right now, like, you need to follow through on it right now. Okay. Yeah. Like, don't wait for you to say, I'm a company millionaire. Like, who cares? Like, no. Yeah. Right. You don't have to have that behind you. If you feel like you can help transform people's lives, like, go get it, girl. Mm-hmm. What do you say to those people right now? Cause I think they need like a permission slip.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would just think of it like this. Maybe network marketing was the doorway and the gateway for you to get to the clarity that actually what you're supposed to be doing is coaching or whatever, creating programs, live events, doing it as a personal brand. You know, it's hard to know if it's the chicken or the egg, but trust yourself in that. And I think the tricky part, and I love that you said that piece, is just like navigating your company's policies and being aware and being educated on those to make sure that you're not, you know, committing faux pas, and crossing lines that are just, you know, out of integrity. I think that's the important piece. And there are rules, and I understand why they have the rules that they have. So it's just brushing up and making sure that you're clear on what those rules are and talking to your upline, and also knowing you don't need their permission. Because it depends on your team. I happen to be part of a team that is like unbelievable. They're some of the most amazing women I've ever met. And, you know, they're all just like, go home with your bad self, girlfriend. You know, like, nobody's trying to direct people. At the end of the day, we're all independent consultants. We all have our own individual businesses. We can do them how we want to do it. Just like we have our own individual lives. We have our own individual mortgages that we pay. Nobody's coming over, like, my, you know, upline or otherwise, and saying, how much is your mortgage this month? Let me help you out with that, right? So how are you going to make a legacy living for yourself and for your family? How many revenue streams do you need to have in that pot in order to get to where you want to go and to support your family in the ways that you want to support with your God-given talents that are unique to you and have nothing to do with anybody else?
Mm. Yes. I mean, I feel like I need like a little preach it, sister. Oh my gosh. You know, it's interesting that you say that because a lot of companies do have policies. Like my company doesn't have a policy, and that's why there's like this like gray area where it's like, oh, am I going to get in trouble for this? And so I love that you said, find out what yours are. So that way you don't find yourself in a messy situation.
That's right. That.
So where do you see yourself going in the next 5 years?
Next 5 years. You know, I think that all the inner workings of my offerings and all that will evolve, but I do see myself still coaching, whether that's in a, you know, larger group format or even just like high end intimate work with entrepreneurs who are at a higher level on that mindset piece and on that performance piece, but continuing in this work and deepening into my own work around it, because that's ultimately what it's most about, is just like becoming the next level version of myself to be able to be of greater service. Books for sure. So 5 years from now, let's say 2 books at this point, right? And you know, I don't, in the realm of family and all of that stuff, and I'm very open about sharing this part of our story. We have tried fertility treatments, and for the last, you know, 5 years or so have tried to conceive, and we haven't had success there. And I really am just trusting God's timing and grace and all that. And I, you know, I'm opening myself to A, feeling my own emotions when I'm in it, you know, and feeling sad when I need to feel sad, and then releasing and looking at the life that I have and the fact that I am a mom and what a blessing that is and what a miracle that is, because Ani's life coming in was the catalyst for me to completely and radically transform my own, which then had the ripple effect of touching the lives of so many others and so many other moms whose babies now have never known a life without their moms with them. Because they left their corporate careers, they left their teaching jobs. You know, that's the work that my coaching has supported them in. And, you know, Kayla, like just having fun, you know, I really enjoying the life that I have, contributing, giving back in even bigger ways. We've given tens of thousands of dollars to charity. That's a hugely important part of our work. I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. And so we give to our local women's shelters and organizations that support girls and women and children, and everything that I do in my Ignite Your Soul Summit live event, my large scale event, we always give and have those organizations come and be represented there. So I think it's just like doing all those things better, getting smarter at how to you know, be better at building a business, being a better leader, being a better partner, you know, just, yeah, all of those nuances of just, you know, refining and growing and expanding.
Just becoming the highest version of yourself.
That's right.
And I think when you create more space, you get to create who the highest version is. And so, you know, I think everybody listening in, if you could take one thing away from this podcast episode, I know for me, it's the space. It's taking the space and taking up a lot of it.
Yes.
And giving zero apologies for it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most like shameless thing you've done to build your business? Because the tagline for Mommy Millionaire is be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. Because when I was first built, I had so much shame because I felt guilty about, you know, leaving my kids at home to go do launch parties. I just had all this like, and shame is a choice, right? So it's shameless because it's like, I don't care. Like I'm just going out there to do whatever it takes to build my business. Mm-hmm. What comes up for you when you think about that? Like, what's the craziest thing? You're like, oh my gosh, I look back. I can't believe I did that.
It's gotta be like those nap time tightrope walks, honestly. And like given the iPad and the moments where like, she was like literally like off camera right there, like playing with like a rock or something. I don't know. Like those moments where I had to do those coaching calls. Like they were my clients. Like there was no other option, you know, and talk about, I didn't have mom guilt about it though. So that's the shameless part. Like I literally never experienced mom guilt. I was just like, yo, this is for you, kid. Like, you know, this is for us. Like, this is for the
watch life that Peppa Pig.
That's right.
Mom is making millions over here.
Mama's making millions and getting ready to retire daddy. So you know what, baby? You just watch that fourth episode. Everything's going to be fine.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I feel like I never had it in the moment because I was like, oh my gosh, I remember hiding in my closet, like in my little tiny closet, like underneath the clothes. doing a call. And, you know, and then afterwards I would feel bad. And so, I love that you're just like, you know what, you're owning it because now look at the life that you've created. So for everybody listening in, I mean, give them just the Amber, like little love, tough love of what they need to do after they've listened to this podcast. Cause people listening in, they're all, you know, wanting to create that financial freedom in their lives.
Mm. So my favorite thing to say in the whole world is if the dream is in you, it's for you. And that is a fact. So stop questioning. Is this for me? Can I do this? Is it? Yeah. Yeah, you can because you know it and you can't stop thinking about it and you can't shake it. It's like the thing that's haunting you. So my invitation to you is I want you right now to write on the page what that thing is. What is that just undeniable dream that you can't stop thinking about that you actually feel like a little bit embarrassed about when you write it down? Like if you don't feel a little bit embarrassed, then you're not, you need to turn the knob up a little bit. Like let's turn the volume up a little bit. What scares you to say, this is my dream? If like people read this, like if my parents read this or if like, you know, the ladies from the carpool line or something read this, they'd be like, who does she think she is? Like you want people to think that. You're right, because we're operating at a different level. Here's the deal. I just had this epiphany the other day after my float tank experience. I often feel like I don't fit in. I often feel like I'm sort of like the weirdo. And here's why. Because I don't. Because I operate at a different vibrational level on a different frequency than most people do. Because I hold myself accountable to my dreams and I take the necessary action to bring them to life. I ran a freaking half marathon last weekend with no training because I just decided that I wanted to challenge myself and to see where I was on the spectrum of my own fitness level. And I did it. And I just went and did it. And so I think, guys, like, let's be a little more bold together. We are capable of so much more than we give ourselves credit for. Mm. And I guarantee you that the first three action steps, so you're going to write down your goal and then you're going to write your first three action steps. That might be calling Kayla because you need a coach. That might be what you need to do. And if that's what you're afraid of, girlfriend, well, then you need to sign up. You need to go to her live event. If you live on the East Coast, you need to come to Accelerate Live. Mm-hmm. You need to get in your car and drive your little buns up here and be in the room with people who are going to be all unapologetic about massive, massive growth, achievement, and expansion. Because at the end of the day, what is this about? Like, this is not about bragging. This is not about, you know, being the best or anything. This is about enlightenment. This is about you coming into the highest version of you to be of the greatest service and being the vessel that you are here to be. If I didn't do that, I mean, it is wild to think about how many things would not have happened, boiling that all the way down to just like the belief that my parents have in themselves and their my mom being unapologetic in her job now and not being taken advantage of in the way she used to be. And having little girls that are part of this organization called Arts and Reach New Hampshire come on stage in front of 400 women at a historic music hall and sing by herself on the stage in front of those women. Do you understand the impact that's going to have on that girl's life for the rest of her life? Mm. Oh, her mother wrote me a thank you note saying, you can't even believe the confidence she feels after that opportunity. If I did not say, I'm going to go book my dream venue and I'm going to fill those seats, I was terrified. I had no reason to believe I could actually do that, except other than the fact that it was my dream and it's been my dream for as long as I can remember. And so I'm going to do it. Mm. So hopefully that helps whoever needed to hear that today.
Absolutely. I think everybody did. And so let's get into Accelerate Live before we wrap up.
Yeah.
Accelerate Live is happening on the East Coast the end of September.
Yes.
And why do people need to be in that room?
So the events that I curate and create for my audience are all about helping you spend 48 hours. This is a 48-hour window, right? Of just intense and fierce focus on you, your business, and what needs to happen next. You will not leave there without an action plan. You will not leave there without being supported unless you decide not to show up. And so what's going to happen is everything changes as a result of that checkpoint. And I know, Kayla, because you do live events, you host them, but you also attend them, right? Mm-hmm. Life-changing live events change the course of trajectory for history in our lives. You know, it's like I can look back to the different events that I've been to and then watch the patterns after of how things changed. Mm-hmm. Nothing changes until you decide to change it. And so what's better than having a hard stop weekend or 2-day retreat? This is a Thursday and a Friday to come, and don't use a babysitter as an excuse. You need to figure it out. Because we have, I'm like, why did I do a Thursday, Friday event? I have to figure out childcare. I was like, oh man, okay, that's good. But you'll figure it out and you're going to get in the room. And the other piece is you cannot make the collaborations and connections with like-spirited others without being in the physical room with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're complaining like, oh, I can't get on any podcasts and nobody wants to have me on, it's like, well, what have you done for me lately? How are you getting yourself in places to meet people, to contribute, to support them, to be in that co-creative relationship with them? So this is about betting on yourself. This is about investing in yourself and understanding that the two women you're listening to right now have not gotten to where we are without investing in ourselves in a significant way, being uncomfortable every time we choose to do that because it's pushing ourselves, and getting in the room over and over and over again.
Mm. Well, I think that's a perfect way to end this because you just dropped the mic. I hope everybody do whatever you can to get in that room. I know I wish I could be there. Oh my gosh, next year I'm coming. Because every event I've ever gone to has changed my life in some way, shape, or form, whether it's my business or my personal life, or I've met some of my bestest friends. Mm-hmm. So you can't even put a price on the ROI that comes from being in those types of rooms. So
thank you.
I love it. I love what you're doing. And I just want to commend you and just say thank you for the work that you're doing in this world, because I was already impressed with you online, but now I'm like, holy moly, like you're just amazing. And so just thank you for being brave enough to be you and to set the boundaries that you have and to take up all the space that you've created in your life, because it's transforming hundreds of thousands of women and it's going to have that ripple effect for years and years to come. So thank you so much.
Thank you, sister. And same to you. And I can't wait to have you on my podcast. We're going to go deep.
Yay. All right, you guys. So if you loved this episode, I want you to take a screenshot right now of the podcast. And I want you to tag both me and Amber on Instagram and tell us what you learned. You guys, we need our cups filled up because that's what keeps me going. I don't know if I'm speaking for you, Amber, but we want to hear, like, how is this helping you? So that way we can continue to go forward and make a difference in your guys' life. So thank you guys so much for listening in. And until next time, go out there and get what you want.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.